6:12. Hi, Anna Lee of the news.
Hello.
Is it right? Last week?
Yeah. I know.
Have you been sacked?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I've been sacked. They said I wasn't good enough, so they're sending
me
away.
That's not true. You know it.
I am only kidding. I'm going somewhere else.
Okay. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Not good enough, is it?
Yeah, and of course you are.
Now, thanks for coming today. We're going to play You're Sick. Someone says, oh, You're Sick is the thing that got me into Radio 1. I'm glad it's back. Really? Out of the whole of Radio 1? That's what got you into it. Okay. Right, so it's you and Becky. I'm going to play now. You're obviously an actual journalist, so I'm surprised you haven't reported on any of these stories before. I've not heard you read these out. I'm going to read you some very serious stories, okay?
Okay.
You can do this at home as well. Let me know if you did laugh on 81199. They are not funny. I repeat, these stories are not funny. If you laugh at any of them, you are officially sick in the head. Are you ready? Okay, compose yourselves. Here's our top story tonight. Terrible skydiving accident. A parachutist who was part of an army ceremony at Fort Riley in Kansas was blown 50 yards off course as he descended to Earth. Witnesses at the ceremony were stunned to see the skydiver crash into the band,
sorry,
injuring three musicians and destroying two tubas.
Did he land on the actual tubas and squash them flat?
Yes, he did land on the tubers. Okay, you're doing quite well. That's fine. Next story. I think there should be a news channel dedicated to just these stories, because I would watch that. I would watch that.
I like this music as well. You've got proper news music with whooshes and flashes and everything.
Oh yeah, I've got all the...
That's good work.
Do you feel like you're on Sky News?
I do, actually. I need more makeup.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news from the Sky News Centre. News. In other news, we have reports of an armed robbery at the Fifth Third Bank in Orlando, Florida. The robber is still at large. But based on the surveillance video, a sheriff's detective said the man was probably not familiar with handguns because he appeared to be pointing his gun at himself during the robbery. It's not funny. Don't stop it. It's about an armed robbery. You're sick if you laugh. Let me know how you're doing. I'll eat the bond, don't I? Doing really well. Next one. Theft now, and a criminal mastermind has been caught. A man has been arrested in Tokyo for stealing people's underpants from their washing lines. He's been charged with theft after using a fishing rod to... to hook the pants from balconies below his apartment. It's thought that the thief had managed to reel in over 300 pairs of pants.
Did it really say reel in?
Reel in 300 pairs of pants in a stealing spree lasting several years. I love that. Right, Anna?
That's good, isn't
That's
it?
That's a good one.
Reeling in.
Yeah. Reel them in. Next story on You're Sick. Remember, if you laugh, you're sick in the head. Let me know how you're doing. 81199. Now news of a lucky escape. What?
Your impressions again.
That's good news. I'm liking that.
Now news of a lucky escape. A piece of falling ice smashed... Stop it. A piece of falling ice smashed through a home's roof early Wednesday morning and hit a sleeping 66-year-old York County woman on the head. Something woke me up, said Marianne Foster, who has lived with her husband in her York Township home the past 31 years. I felt my head and I had a kind of bump. Mrs. Foster's husband, Perry, said the ice weighed about 6 pounds. It's not funny.
I like the fact, though, that this poor woman got hit on the head with some ice, and Perry's first reaction was to say, get the scales, weigh it. How heavy is that? Wow.
About 6 pounds, I reckon. The chunk broke into pieces after it punched a hole in the roof and bounced off the side of Marianne's forehead.
Poor woman.
Perry said, she came in and very calmly said, something hit me on the head. She said, you better go upstairs and look at the ceiling. It's in bad shape. Mrs. Foster feels lucky to be alive. She told reporters, just remember, you never know what's going to happen. You never know when some ice could hit you on the head. It's not yet known where the ice came from. Perry gathered the pieces and put them in his freezer.
As you do.
After weighing them with the scales, and after it bounced off her forehead, what should we do with it? Oh, let's pop them in the freezer, shall we? Right, Craig's been on. He's on the loo. Good job, because he's wetting himself. Robin Stevenage laughed. Chrissy as well. Catherine from Winchester, you're sick. So is Annie. And Holly and Surrey, you laughed at all of them. I thought you were remarkable. Well, actually, no, Anna, I was going to say you're remarkably composed, but you do look like you're crying.
I'm wiping my eyes slightly.
And that was You're Sick on Radio 1. Let me know if you're sick or not. Did you laugh? 81199. News. Breaking news. Thanks, Anna.
That's all right. Radio 1. Scott Mills.